Senate Bill 9, an act to revise certain provisions pertaining to landowner liability for injuries sustained on flooded land.
Senate Bill 9 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration, the question being on Senator DeHuyck's pending motion to further amend Senate Bill 9. Are there any remarks on the DeHuyck motion to amend?
Madam President.
Senator DeHuyck.
Thank you, Madam President. I would have a substitute motion, substitute amendment at this
motion.
Time. And Madam President, that motion has been delivered to the members of the Senate.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second?
Second.
Remarks on the DeHuyck substitute motion.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, if you'll recall last week when we first discussed Senate Bill 9, we had what I would characterize as a lively and full discussion on the merits of this legislation, but there was obviously some confusion with regard to public access and whether or not, if you find yourself on inundated lands, whether or not there is even an issue as to whether you're there with or without permission. This amendment will effectively delete the with or, and it will leave the bill in its original form insofar as the reference to without permission. I think this substitute amendment satisfies all of the concerns that were expressed on the floor of the Senate last week, and I would urge the body to support this amendment. Thank you, Madam President.
Further remarks on the DeHuyck substitute motion. Senator Whiting.
A question for Senator DeHuyck.
State your question.
Senator DeHuyck, don't you think that this really might be deleting the words with or, and I take that as your intention, would in a sense be counterproductive in that it would discourage a landowner from ever, even on a casual basis, giving permission, because he would not be protected by this statute if he said, yeah, go ahead, or gave some other form of permission, regardless of how casual.
Senator DeHuyck, do you choose to respond?
Thank you, Madam President. Yes, I'll attempt to respond, Senator Whiting. I appreciate the question. If the members of the Senate will recall, the original, as I understood it, this is not my bill, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, but as I understood it, the original problem had to do with the public's accessing inundated land. And they are, particularly in the northeastern section of South Dakota. And so the public is getting onto flooded land by way of public access at this point in time. And so the concern was that it doesn't much matter whether or not the landowner has invited the person onto his flooded lands. That is not relevant with regard to addressing the particular problem in the southeastern part of the state. And that as I understand the sponsors of the bill, what they were trying to do was to make sure that if I did access their flooded land without their permission or with their permission, it doesn't much matter one way or the other. What they're really trying to do is to make sure that I am shielded from some degree of liability. And so if we keep our eye on the ball and the original intent of this legislation, and I think we've gotten a little askew from the original intent, if we focus on the fact that the important thing of this on this legislation is that we're deleting the gross negligence factor standard. And so in effect we are granting additional protection from liability to landowners who find themselves with flooded land, and there are people on the flooded land, and the landowner may or may not know that they're even there. And so with Senate Bill 9, by deleting the gross negligence standard, we have essentially given them more protection from liability. And the flip of that, the flip side of that may be that they will be more willing to welcome folks onto their inundated land. I hope that answers the question, Senator Whiting.
Senator Whiting, you have the floor.
Well, if I might, I would still maintain, Senator DeHuick, that if I were a landowner, I would want those words left in. Because I would want to be protected, even though I might have, in some way, perhaps only by implication, given permission for somebody to enter onto that flooded waters. I think you are really, by taking those words out with an or, I think you're giving the landowner substantially less protection. I just wonder if that's your objective.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Simmons.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Whiting, to address that question just a little, and I don't know that I can satisfactorily. As Senator DeHuick said, the original intent of the bill was to address the gross negligence issue. We do address in statute, if you look through the entire chapter, we do address the with and the without permission in other areas of statute, depending on payment, and that we addressed with an amendment last Thursday, that if a landowner were paid, accepted payment, that would still be an issue and would not be effective in the gross negligent change here. So that's still a part of the issue. The real issue, though, in this whole discussion on this bill is, how do they get there? And that's by public access, not by permission of the landowner. And that's the real issue. If you look through the law books, and that's something that I don't do often enough on a lot of these issues, but 20-9-20 talks about political subdivisions and employees not obligated to keep land safe for entry or use. And 20-9-21 talks about liability of political subdivisions or employees for invitational or permissive use of the land. Now, if you want to look at those statutes, and I could read them quickly for you, basically it says that if the permission is given by a political subdivision, such as, in this case, Game Fisher Parks, which have said it's legal to access those flooded properties, as long as you can get on them by a public access area, that it absolves them of those responsibilities. And that's basically what we're doing with this bill. I can accept this bill with the amendment or without the amendment, as Senator DeHuick has offered, because I think it will basically do the same thing when coupled with other sections of law. So it doesn't matter a lot whether this amendment is there or not. I'll accept it from Senator DeHuick and go from there. But the important thing is that we pass the bill and its intent to delete the gross negligence part of the statute from those people who come on to a private landowner's flooded property, albeit the water, and then would have the ability to sue him for gross negligence, even though they didn't permit them there. So that's the intent of the bill, and I hope that you would pass the bill.
Further remarks on the motion to amend. Senator Koskin.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd agree with Senator Simmons that it can go either way with the without language in there. But Senator Whiting is touching on an issue that I think is being overlooked, and that's about the perception that the landowner has. If he has the perception that he's not protected, will he allow somebody to go on? And this is the flooded land is the concern, and maybe it's just an inch of water along his farmstead or out in the middle of his pasture someplace. But at that point, if that individual that's out there is on his land, he becomes liable. This would, if you leave the with in there, I believe they have more protection, and they would probably be more likely to provide access. And I think that's the issue that Senator Whiting is talking about. I think we want to be on the safe side and provide that protection. I think we should leave the with in there. So I'd urge the defeat of the motion to amend and go on to pass the bill.
Further remarks on the motion to amend.
Madam President.
Senator Vitter.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Senate, I offered Friday that we defeat the amendment, and of course we don't have any heartburns if this amendment goes through like it is, but I do think it'd be cleaner without it, and I urge you to defeat the amendment.
Further remarks on the motion to amend? Hearing none, the question being on Senator DeHewitt's motion to further amend Senate Bill 9. Roll call has been requested. Is she supported? She is supported. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
No.
Apa?
No.
Bogue? Rose?
No.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
No.
DeHewey?
Aye.
Denner?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
No.
Dietrich Elmer?
No.
Drake?
No.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Evers?
Aye.
Greenfield? Hagen, Hangey, Ham, Hutmacher, Cleven, Hetzel, Koskin, Madden, McCracken, McIntyre, Moore, Munson, Olson, Putnam, Reedy, Staggers, Sutton, Simmons, Vitter, Valesky, Whiting. Thank you. Madam President, ayes 15, nays 18, excused 2.
The motion has not received a majority vote of the members elect, is declared lost. Now in front of the Senate is Senator DeHewitt's motion to amend Senate Bill 9. Amendment 9TB, her first amendment. Is there any discussion on that motion?
Sure.
Senator Vitter.
A point of order, didn't she make a substitute motion to...
She did, and that was defeated. We're back to the original. Further remarks on Senate Bill 9.
Madam President.
Senator DeHewitt.
So we're back to my original motion that was 517. Is that correct?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I thought so. Yeah. Yes, we are, Senator. That's correct. Is there any discussion on the original motion to amend?
Well, thank you, Madam President.
Mm-hmm. Senator DeHewitt.
Thank you, Madam President. For those of members of the body who may not have that original amendment handy, it is found on page 225 of the Senate Journal. And in light of what just happened on my substitute amendment, Madam President, I rise in, I would strongly urge the members of this body to understand what it is we're doing in this bill and to support me in the original motion to amend Senate Bill 9. The original amendment honed in, if you'll recall, and I don't want to belabor the point with the members of the Senate because we discussed this at length last week. My original amendment was attempting, I thought, successfully to hone in on the very particular problem that we are experiencing in northeastern South Dakota relative to flooded farmland. where the public is able to access flooded farmland by way of public highway. That is, they can drive along the public highway, throw their boat or their canoe or whatever onto flooded land and legally be there. And they can hunt, or they can fish, or they can do, I suppose, whatever they want to for recreational purposes. Maybe they can water ski. What this bill is attempting to do is to make sure that the landowner who has the flooded land is shielded from some liability. Under our existing law, the landowner would not be shielded from liability if the landowner was found to be grossly negligent. That's a standard. And it's important to understand that I believe that's why Senator Simmons brought this bill to us in the first instance, because what they were trying to do was improve the shield, protect the landowner, so that if he was found to be grossly negligent, he still would not be held liable. And that's what this bill does. And it relies solely on the standard of willful or wanton misconduct. So if I get onto flooded land from a public highway in Day County, South Dakota, and I start fishing, and I injure myself or I am killed, the landowner on whose, where the flooded land is not going to, unless he is found to be willful and wantonly in misconduct, I misstated that incorrectly, he has no liability to me. I'm not sure I have any problem with that. We're changing the standard there. But what we've also done without the DeHuick Amendment is we have changed 100 years worth of trespass law in this state. This does not specifically, without the amendment, there is no requirement that we talk about public access to public water. And that brings up the whole discussion of landowner liability relative to landlocked lakes, where in order for the public to get onto the lake, the flooded land, the public has to go seek permission, or else they don't seek permission, and clearly they're trespassing. Without the DeHuick Amendment, we changed the rules with regard to those situations, and it was not those situations which prompted the sponsor to bring the bill in the first instance. So, in order to make a long story short, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I urge that you support the motion to hone in on those situations where we're talking about public access to flooded water. Restrict this change in the statute to at least the specific problem that brought the bill to us in the first instance. And let's not take a broad brush and change all kinds of existing liability laws at this juncture. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you.
Madam President.
Senator Simmons.
Thank you, Madam President. We are back to the original DeHuick motion at this point, and I would ask you to defeat that particular motion. Senator DeHuick just gave you a long explanation, but let me point out to you, if you will read the committee engrossed bill in your daily reader, on line 8, it does talk about flooded land. That's the only application to this particular bill, is flooded land. It is not all waters. It is not every water. It's those waters on flooded land. The real essence of the bill is deleting the gross negligent part of the statute as it applies to, again, flooded land. Not all lands, not all waters, only those that are flooded. So it's doing the intent and purposes of the bill without the amendment. If you pass the amendment, you are in effect limiting those that would be affected by deleting gross negligence to only those who entered by public access and not to those that entered any other way. And we shouldn't be doing that with this bill. We need to pass the bill as it now reads in the engrossed section with the amendment that was put on last Thursday by myself and by assent of this body. And if any of you are wondering and the question has come up, that is not on today's version. It is in the journal and will be on today on this version once the bill is out and becomes engrossed. I wondered about that myself and asked, and others have asked me about that too. That amendment that we passed last week is a part of the bill and will be engrossed as a part of the bill once it leaves the Senate. So don't worry about that issue. Let's just defeat the pending amendment and go on and pass the bill.
Madam President.
Madam President.
I see. Okay. Senator Huttmacher.
I would move to table the DeHuick Amendment.
The motion is to table the DeHuick Amendment. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
That motion carries. Further remarks on Senate Bill 9.
Madam President.
Senator Everest.
Thank you, Madam President. I have a question for Senator Simmons.
State your question.
Senator Simmons, I'm wondering if some of the issues that are now found to be, quote, resolved within this bill are pending before a court of law.
Senator Simmons, do you choose to respond?
Is this particular issue, as far as gross negligence, pending before a court of law?
Some of the surrounding issues about whether someone is trespassing or not trespassing, whether it's water is public or not, and not necessarily the liability that may be found, the kind of liability, but those issues, are you aware of any pending cases?
There is a case, if I may, Madam
Senator
President.
Simmons.
There is a case pending in court, has not been heard at this point. A case that had been brought by a group of landowners that does not at the present time apply to all lands and all flooded waters in the state. It's relegated at this point to three specific small bodies of water as to who has rightful access to those waters. Does not address anything to do with liability, gross negligence, or any of the rest.
Senator Evers, do you have the floor?
Thank you. Well, I appreciate your answer, Senator Simmons. And I guess access to this particular, access is an important part of this issue in my mind. In part, I think if we waited for the court to make a statement about whether people would be considered trespassing or not, whether they had lawful access or not, we could probably better shape a law than this broad law that affects all water law and does change some aspects of the trespass law that we've had on the books for centuries. So I guess my concern is that we are taking a big step and in embracing a statewide issue, and I say that with all genuine concern and sympathy for the situation of a landowner, especially in northeast South Dakota right now, having so much water on their land, land that, you know, truly should be farmland and not lakeland. But I really hesitate to vote for the bill with this broad of a brush if we felt that those issues could be more clearly defined by the court and then we could address it more specifically, or that the court would act. Thank you.
Senator Simmons.
Thank you, Madam President. You brought up an interesting issue, but the real issue here is that this bill does not address that issue of access. That's why I was glad that you just chose to defeat the amendment. Then what you were saying, Senator Evers, would have been absolutely valid. We would have been addressing that access issue had those words been in the bill. We are now only addressing gross negligence as far as liability issues as they apply to flooded lands, not to all waters, not to all lands, but just to flooded waters above private land. Flooded waters above state land are not even an issue because the state has already absolved itself basically of those liabilities. in law. And we are now saying this should apply to the private landowner, where in effect they have no right to say, and that's been the accepted to this point anyway, the accepted law in the state of South Dakota, they have no ability to say yes or no. We're simply saying that when someone comes on that flooded land, whether they have the right to be there or not, we're not calling them trespassers or anything else in this bill. We're just saying that when they come on flooded land, that landowner will not have that gross negligent position in the courts. And if the courts decide that they have that right to be there, that will not change this. If they decide they don't have the right to be there, that will not change this. This one stands by itself as to the gross negligence issue in a court case on those flooded waters. Whether or not they have permission, whether or not the future court says they have permission or don't have permission, will have no bearing. This will simply be that part of the issue.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Vitter.
Well, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, when I took this on, I thought we had a simple issue to deal with. But I think that when they use the expression a broad brush painted, it's very narrowed down to just flooded land, if you read the bill as it is. There is no broad perspective on this, and you're not changing law for 100 years in water. You're dealing with something that is flooded land that has become permanently flooded that was not identified before. That narrows it down pretty well. And so I urge you to go ahead and pass this bill and forget about the remarks about broadening this thing out that you're going to cause all kind of problems. What you're doing, that you are aiding the landowner on flooded land defined only.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 9. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue? Rose?
No.
Brown?
No.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuig?
No.
Dennert?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest? Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen? Hangey?
No.
Ham?
Aye.
Hotmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
No.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Vitter?
Aye.
Bolesky?
Aye.
Whiting. Madam President, ayes 27, nays 6, excused 2.
Senate Bill 9 has received a majority vote of the